How do you move a bunch of elephants from Africa to the Dallas Zoo? First, you sedate them and place them in custom-built crates. Then you load them onto specially designed 747s and fly them to Fort Worth's Alliance Airport. Finally, you have a SWAT convoy escort them on 18-wheelers. Zoo President Greg Hudson says the elephants are getting used to their new home.
They've bonded very quickly with our keepers. You know, we've been very careful about making sure that we get their diet regulated, but they've gotten their energy back. They're gaining weight. Most of them have put on over 100 pounds already, and we're excited to get them down and integrated into the Giants of Savannah.
Zoo staff will spend the next month introducing the new elephants to the Savannah habitat. Malilo, Zola, Amali, Nalwazi, and Tendaji will be transitioning from their 15,000-acre reserve in Swaziland to just 6 acres at the zoo. They'll also need to meet and get along with the 4 elephants already here, nicknamed the Golden Girls.
Just like people, they've all got different personalities. You know, these animals are so smart and so intuitive, and they really will tell you when things are going well and when they are not comfortable with the situation. And
they'll smell each other, hear each other, and get a sense of each other in separate pens. If all goes well, they'll get to hang out in the same space. Keepers will observe and monitor their behaviors round the clock.
The great thing about the Giants of Savannah is that it's got so much flexibility with multiple habitats, so we can actually manage 3 or 4 different kinds of groups, do different pairings, and to mix up different combinations of the elephants.
The Dallas Zoo elephants are among 17 that were imported from Africa. The others were sent to zoos in Wichita, Kansas, and Omaha. U.S. Fish and Wildlife approved the import in January. It was part of a conservation project that sought to save 18 elephants from worsening drought in Swaziland. One of them died before the trip from gastrointestinal issues. Hudson flips through pictures of cracked earth and starved animals.
The conditions are tough to even look at.
If the elephants weren't imported, they would have been killed. Animal rights activists aren't buying that.
A large group of elephant experts said this is a mistake, we shouldn't do it. Elephants have very complex lives. There's other places that they could be moved in South Africa.
Susan Oki is with Animal Connection of Texas.
But the zoos wanted to make money, and baby elephants sell tickets.
The zoo says the elephant import is about conservation and animal welfare. Many scientists, conservationists, and animal welfare experts disagree. They say the import separated the elephants from family members and that putting them in zoos limits their movement and shortens their lifespans. Noted anthropologist Jane Goodall isn't involved directly with the opposition, but during a recent North Texas visit, she told KERA that she's looking into the issue herself.
If possible, elephants should remain wild and free in Africa, and very few zoos can provide an adequate space for elephants to enact their natural behavior.
Animal advocacy group Friends of Animals had filed a lawsuit against U.S. Fish and Wildlife to block the import, but the group dismissed it last week. Jennifer Best is a lawyer with Friends of Animals. She says there's nothing a court case can do for the elephants now.
So we're investing our time and resources instead in working with our experts on a plan to better inform the public and zoo patrons about the lives these animals will now have to live. We're also formulating a strategy to prevent any future proposals to import wild elephants to zoos.
Dallas Zoo President Greg Hudson says the zoo has been transparent about the import from the start.
This has been a 4-year process to get these animals here. So it wasn't something that was just kind of cavalierly done in a course of a couple of days. It was all about the welfare of the animals.
As the Dallas Zoo prepares to debut the elephants, animal rights activists say they'll keep protesting. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.